Hello, it's Hing here. Ben is away this week. He's busy working on a new thing that I'm sure you'll hear about soon enough. It's very exciting. Instead, we are joined by podcast regulars and creatures of filth, Demi Lardner and Tom Walker. So there is, the podcast is probably a bit more gross this week than usual. I mean, it's pretty gross all the time anyway, but just, yeah, you've been warned. I'm doing some shows at the Sydney Fringe Festival this week. Factory Theatre this Wednesday, the 28th of September, through until Saturday, the 1st of October. Tickets are a little bit cheaper on the Wednesday and Thursday. It is all new material, just trying to work out new jokes for next year's festival season. There's some stuff that I'm pretty sure will work, and there's some stuff that is real dicey, but we'll give it a go. It is a perfect evening for A, people who have low standards, which is, you know, many of you because you listen to this podcast, B, any sort of deviants who are inexplicably interested in the creative process of stand-up comedy, because you'll get to see some jokes evolve and die in the moment. Or C, just some freaks who will pay money for the chance to see a grown man have a breakdown on stage as he realizes this whole thing was a huge mistake. Yep. Get tickets at fringecomedy.com.au. That is this Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the Factory Theatre. Fringecomedy.com.au. Michael Hing's Untested Material No Refunds Show. Come along. All right, let's get on the pod.
What's recording. The plot? What's the prank? What have you done?
Hello and welcome to Free to a Good Home, a podcast about something or other. My name is Michael Hing. There is no Ben Jenkins here today. Instead, we have Demi Lardner.
Hello.
And Tom Walker.
Hello.
And just before I hit record, they said to me, why did you invite us here? Is this a prank?
We have talked at length about how you were... We were absolutely convinced that you had something, that you were scheming.
Because you asked us and then we were like, oh, we have to cancel. And then you asked us again. Yeah. We were like, why on earth is he so horny to get us on? He's going to like announce our engagement or something and then refuse to let us deny it release the podcast.
He's going
to
edit the podcast. He's going to list these classifieds together so it sounds like I am proposing to Demi on your fucking podcast.
I've got to make sure not to say the word pedophile or I am separately so that he can splice it together.
Well, obviously you've just...
Shit.
But Tom, if you were going to propose to Demi, what would that sound like?
My finger right here is so cold.
Okay.
I need something to warm it, something metal.
Some kind of circle finger that Demi's holding up. I don't know how to interact with that. It'd probably sound very quiet because I'd be running away while I did it.
What words would you use?
I think the Doppler effect would be on it. So I guess it would sound like, hey, Demi, do you want to marry me? Just kidding.
But my toe hurts. Propose to me.
No,
just do it as a bit. It'll be a funny bit.
It'd be funny.
It'd be so funny. We think it'd be so funny if you propose to Demi right now.
No.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
And then let's get married as a bit.
Because what happened was that last weekend I asked you guys to come on. You weren't feeling well. You'd just come, Demi, you weren't feeling well. Tom, you'd just flown back from Pedophile Island.
Yeah.
Where you'd been trapped.
Now, we are talking about the UK, but it is fun to imagine that I had a stopover in Pedophile Island.
Yeah.
The flights were extra cheap because we stopped off at Pedophile Island for a layover.
Tom accidentally bought a lollipop that was quite big and they dropped a cage on him.
I do think you have kind of a boyish charm about you, Tom. I'm not saying that pedophiles were... It's neither here nor there. You have a boyish charm about you.
Tom, you're so stupid that anyone attracted to you must be a pedophile. Thank you. Tom, thank you, Michael.
Tom, from far away, yes, you do look like a hot child.
I guess not the point I was trying to make, but...
That's what he said, though.
This is what Hing thinks about anyone who's not sure where their super fund is.
So Demi, you weren't feeling well. You just came back from the UK, Tom. So I was like, hey, let's go into a podcast. And then we cancelled. Mm. So I was just rescheduling. There was no prank. There's no prank element to the podcast.
It's... Really? I still don't believe it. Do you?
No, I don't believe it. I'm sure there's something happening here.
This is because the last time you bowled me on the podcast alone, it was to, with the explicit goal to immediately demand payment for the trip that we...
I've forgotten about that.
And you can hear the satisfaction in his voice.
Yeah, very proud of himself.
But how was the UK, Tom? How was Edinburgh?
Boring. Ask me about my interests.
Okay. Oh my God.
Demi,
you are such a little cunt.
I've got a sore toe.
God,
we have to talk about me now.
Okay, Demi, how'd you break your toe? Because you have a broken toe.
I smacked it into a wall and then a table and then I kept jumping around on it like a fool. Okay. Tom, how was the UK?
No. Let's get back to your real fiance provoking behavior.
No, tell us.
That's some marriage material, right? There.
Is the bit now that Demi wants to be proposed to in the bit, and Tom is now sort of rating her at a point where you need to achieve a certain level of girlfriend.
Oh yeah, what kind of level would that be?
I think it's like it's higher than what you're at right now. Yeah. I don't think that. Look, I don't know. We've been together
that
for
really
five
did
years.
Hurt. I didn't think it would.
I think in regular relationship terms, in our relationship, I love you and we're going to be together forever.
Yeah. Okay. And do you think that you're worth marrying?
Will you marry me?
No.
Okay. Oh, thank God. Oh. Boy, that is a load off my shoulders.
What? Would you ever consider proposing to Tom?
I want to be proposed to. I think, like, in my, I'm like, yeah, I'm a feminist, so I should, but I don't want to. I want to be proposed to.
Okay. Also, you're too short to get down on one knee. You'd be just down there like a little.
You would. I'd disappear.
Yeah.
I'd fall down a crack.
You should stop existing to me.
I'd live with the borrowers forevermore.
Which one are the borrowers?
Little guys.
They live in the walls and they take stuff. Oh, they're really just thieves.
Yeah, they're little thieves.
Mm-hmm.
They're scabs.
Demi, am I allowed to ask Tom how Edinburgh was now?
Yeah, go ahead.
How was Edinburgh, Tom?
Oh, it's all right.
Ugh.
It was going okay, but then Demi hurt her toe.
Were you pranking or bullying him from over here, over to there at all?
I was trying to, but then he sort of got too sad and it wouldn't be fun.
Oh, I see. So real depression.
This is really incredible. It's like, it's like an anti-Bechdel test.
What do you mean?
It's two men trying to have a conversation, but it keeps going back to the one woman.
Yeah, it's a feminist podcast, right, Demi?
Yeah,
yes.
Is. It's really nice.
It's a feminist podcast.
This is a podcast.
I'm a baby.
Did you have to do any internet commerce while you're over there, Tom? For example...
Good grief.
For example... A place to stay, you know?
I did. Oh, man, I stayed at an Airbnb that had lights in the floor and then the guy...
Green lights, right?
It had a green light set in the floor.
Which room?
The hallway, right?
The hallway. So they had lights at the top of the stairs?
Were they, like, motion-sensored or
no,
anything?
No, they were just lights.
Is it so you would not stub your toe and break it?
I think...
Aww. For example?
Yeah, idiot.
Aww.
I think it was maybe so you don't fall down the stairs in the dark, but right. Also the place had... What's your thoughts on this? I turned up. The place had a washer-dryer advertised.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I turn up. One thing, it's a combined washer and dryer.
Which sucks.
Yeah, and not that big a deal. I'll use that. I'm crazy about efficiency when it comes to space.
You also... I would think... and I don't know this, but for facts...
Oh, good.
But you could... you could fact check this, Demi.
Yeah.
I imagine you don't wash your clothes.
This is the reason I was so looking forward to having access to the washer and dryer.
No, he sort of, there's like a nest in a cupboard I'm not allowed to go into where he piles them up around the sides to create a wall.
I wear a shirt five times in a row, then I've just put it into the wall hole.
Yes.
I think it's because when you and I met, you were like, 17 or 18 or something.
And disgusting, yeah.
And
right?
That was probably the most time we ever spent together was in the first like 5 years of us knowing each other.
Yeah.
When we were both at our rat baggiest.
Yes.
And so in many ways you're still trapped in that, my assumptions about you from that time when you were a teenager.
Michael, you don't need to update it that much.
Yeah.
Like I'm still, I really need to make an effort to remind myself like, oh yeah, you should probably shower.
And when he showers, does he wash his entire body or
do
just?
Do you, Tom? I have to get in some of the crevices and run around. I wrap myself in steel wool and go on an adventure.
Yeah.
Like I don't brush my Miss Frizzle Magic school bus situation.
Yeah.
This time we're washing Tom.
I don't brush my teeth, but I do take a bath and lie there with my mouth open like a hippopotamus. And Demi comes along and tends to my
mouth. And I just nibble on the debris and detritus.
You put toothpaste in the bath water and go, ow.
We go out into the yard and I put some toothpaste near the hose. And as Tom attacks it, running past.
I did have moments when I was in the UK, when I was in London specifically. Because, okay, so I turn up and the washer dryer advertised. I turn up, £5 to use the washer and the dryer individually. So £10 to do a load of laundry.
But it's a combined washer dryer.
Yes.
But it's £10.
It's £10.
What's that in Australia? It's like $15, $20 or something.
Yeah, it's close to. And also, like, it was just advertised as, yeah, there's a laundry.
That's pretty
scumbag
shit.
Scumbag move.
Yeah, that's real scumbag.
And that's why it's okay that while I was in London, there were moments where I snapped the waistband of my pants and got like a face full of my own stink and thought, I don't want to go outside today because I smell so bad.
So hang on, you didn't want to pay the money to wash your clothes.
Yeah.
So instead you...
didn't shower?
Well, I didn't wash the... underpants.
Why didn't you go? You didn't. Why didn't you just? Why didn't you find a laundromat or something?
The laundromats were annoyingly more expensive.
Oh, he's chosen the perfect price.
Yeah.
I still would have gone to the laundromat just on principle.
Is it also because the UK is currently becoming a failed state right now, I believe?
That's the thing, is I was like, man, this is a dog shit move, but I do feel like I'm donating to charity because you're going to be stuck here.
There is a laundromat across the road from here, from this very apartment we're in right
now.
Go
on, Tom.
More clues.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Go on.
He just really... Tom naked in front of watching the clothes spin like he's an interested cat. Completely naked.
And the washing machines, yeah. That's just your standard washing machine, standard industrial washing machine.
Yep.
The dryers, on the other hand, I've never seen this before. There's a little crack at the top of them, and you can see actual fire in there.
What?
So I think they must be like a gas burner dryer or something.
What?
That's cooking the clothes. Yeah. Which
they put a wind turbine in an oven and said this for clothes.
I think so.
What, like, the fuck?
Yeah. That's crazy.
Fire.
Yeah.
I've never seen that.
I don't know, but I don't know if that's just like a...
You shouldn't be able to think, I want to look at my clothes and see how they're doing and just gaze into an inferno.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty... well, I hadn't used the washer. I haven't used the dryer over there because actually we have our own washer and dryer, Tom.
Oh.
£10 to you.
God damn it.
But are they point? Old? Like, is that why?
I reckon if I had to guess, and I don't...
And I don't have to, so I won't.
I don't have any evidence of this.
If I had to guess, and my time is money, so I think I'll be recusing myself from time is love.
I reckon, given the neighbourhood we live in and the people who operate the establishment across the road,
okay.
I imagine these were illegally brought from overseas, is my theory.
This is a fun thing where now it's on the listener to decide to kind of piece together a version of that's racist for them.
Nah, I'll have a few cracks at the race.
Oh, they're Chinese. They're Chinese.
And that's fine and more normal.
Yeah. So, and Demi, you broke your toe. Was it during your doing your?
Yeah, it was like really. It was really
doing
dark.
The show?
Yeah,
doing the show.
It was really dark in the backstage, and like, and they didn't have a lamp for us or anything. So I've brought one from home now. But I did twice in one show, just smack my foot into the wall and then crack it on the table. So it's just all fucked up. And I've been doing the show since then.
Do you do the show barefoot?
We started to because it was our shoes were getting too sticky.
That is such a... Oh, Jesus Christ. That paints such a portrait of the show.
Yeah. It doesn't help that the very beginning of the show is the Van Halen song Jump plays and we come out and then repeatedly kick each other in the crotch. So I think that has done a lot to hurt my foot.
Let's just say also this is a show with Demi and David Koreos, who people might know from Taskmaster in New Zealand.
Yeah, and I wear a crotch guard in that bit and he does not.
Can you say what...
So he said to me, I was like, oh, I have a crotch guard, so maybe we can get you one. And he's like, I don't need it. You know why? My legs are so meaty and my balls are so tiny, you won't hit them. And he's right.
You haven't tried to as a challenge for Demi to try and kick the nuts?
It's just the way that he holds his legs and his nuts. He like sucks them in like a kangaroo. So I can't get them. He's like, kick me harder, kick me as hard as you can, and I just can't get the nuts.
Maybe you need to like do a teep kick or something.
The weird thing is he's like my like area like now it feels bruised and he's fine.
Your flower.
My flower.
Don't.
My beautiful
yuck.
Rose.
No.
My sweet yoni.
Oh. Oh.
My lunch hole.
Oh, man. In Edinburgh, I was in a venue called The Box, which was four shipping containers pushed together, and it immediately started leaking. It was put together so badly.
Was it as beautiful as mine?
Yeah, it was so gorgeous. Thinking about a damaged box reminded me of that.
Yeah, sort of Demi's grungo.
Yeah. No, that's what... Whenever I think of...
I love to goop in my grungo.
I think of... Goop in my grungo, Tom.
Four leaky shipping containers. I'm like, that's probably what Demi's pussy is like.
Bunch of comedians in there. Bunch of sweaty white comedians in there.
I had to make a... well, I didn't have to. I chose to make a silicone copy of my thing.
Your grungo?
My grungo, yes. My grungo clungo.
Is this a present for someone or...
What?
Was this a present for someone?
No, it was for the show.
We know what to get Michael for his birthday. Christmas is coming up, isn't it, Michael? Yes.
I mean, I don't... this is coming out after the show, so it doesn't really matter, but, like, I made it so that at a certain point in the show, I could get so angry at David that I pulled my pussy off and then threw it at him. So I made a silicone mold of my thing. And then we did it on the first night and it was great. Like, it only came in one color, so I kind of had to paint it. And I was like, man, this sucks to do. So, like, it's just this copy of it.
Now imagine licking it.
It's pretty funny. A couple of things on this. Number one, when you're painting it, were you color matching it like with the real life one and sort of up, or were you did a photo or were you just guessing?
I was like, this is generally what a vulva looks like, I guess.
Right,
it was
okay.
Like skin color on the outside and then you do all the messy mess on the inside.
Second question.
Yes.
Do you need to give it to Tom to practice on?
Oh, he's not coming near this thing. He's very bitey. He gets excited. He doesn't mean it. He's not.
Some people like to spell the alphabet out. I like to bite it and just worry it side to side.
Can you just imagine my full body just ragdolling around the room like, Tom, put it down.
Filling your pussy with toothpaste to get Tom to clean his teeth.
But first I have to put the peanut butter on there so we'll go anywhere near it. So it kind of undoes the work.
I'm so unsanitary that you have to fill your pussy with toothpaste and then do a kegel and just squirt it into my mouth. Squirting mouthwash.
Somebody stole it from the backstage.
Stole my vagina.
Stole my pussy, yeah.
Who has access back there?
Only other acts, really. So I mean, guess we could narrow it down.
Name and shame. Who could it be?
It could be some weird, like, musical improv troupe.
Definitely them. Go on.
I mean, definitely them. Or it could be Jared Jekyll.
Jekyll. I don't know.
No,
who knows?
I don't think it's them. As someone with close-up knowledge of the pussy in question, it's trash. So if Janitor came
actually
by...
You know what's fucked up? Is it's actually, like, awesome. It's, like, a really good-looking pussy.
It is really nice.
It's like, yuck.
Looks awesome. I mean, it sucks, but it looks awesome.
Do you think maybe one of those, like, hermit crabs came by and used it as a new home?
Oh! I'd love that.
It would be so nice. That was, you know what? Honestly, that's an argument for pollution. Is a hermit crab in a fleshlight?
Can you imagine a hermit crab finding my silicone pussy and wearing it into the ocean, and then another crab just seeing me sitting there and wearing the whole me into the ocean, crawling in there, and I'm just sort of sliding along like, why am I moving?
So when does that show finishes this weekend?
It'll be done. We got. I thought we only had one show left. We have two shows left, so tonight and tomorrow.
Okay. Well, you can't go and see it, idiots. You were
dumbasses.
Too late.
Sucked in.
But you came and plugged it before anyway on this thing, I think.
I think I did. Was that on radio?
I can't remember.
I don't remember.
One of them. Anyway.
Whatever.
Are you doing a fringe show, Tom?
No.
Oh. Okay.
Bored.
Well, I am. And you can come see that this week. I don't know. All right. Demi.
Yes.
You recently broke your toe.
Yes.
Can I share this with you?
Please.
Chrissy Morris sent this in. Thank you, Chrissy. From the Lampeter Swap for Sale or Giveaways Facebook group. Now, this could be useful to you. Okay.
Oh.
This is a size 9 safety wellies. These sort of gum boots, and they have grip on the bottom of them. Okay.
Oh, cool.
Size 9. I bought these for metal detecting, but got 10 steps in and realized they were setting my metal detector off.
dumbass. What did you think was going to happen?
That would have been. Oh my god! Starting off metal detecting, like, wow, I'm good at this. 10 steps of delight.
Turns out they have a metal plate in the cell, so no good for what I need them for. I paid £40 for them, but we'll take 30. That's in New Quay in Wales.
Oh, that rules.
Have you guys ever been metal detecting? No. Mm. It seems like the kind of crazy shit you get into.
No, I think it does very much interest me, but I really like when you get like sort of two questions deep into whether I would do it, it gets so boring that I don't think I could.
I think that you're someone who would instead of having a metal detector, dig in the ground for treasure on instinct.
Yeah. That makes sense to me.
Yeah. So you'd like a map, not a Or some sort of, like a quest to go on.
I want a little quest.
Yeah, okay.
Or just feeling it. Waiting till my eyes glow red and then I will dig.
You know, a friend of the show and DM of the Dragon Friends podcast, David Harmon, and his wonderful wife, Shakira, used to be into a thing called geocaching. Did you guys ever go geocaching with Dave and Jack?
No, I refuse to indulge in any of David's hobbies.
So this is like, it's like treasure hunting, but it's just for geolocations. You have a GPS thing or whatever and you go to a place and then someone else has been there and they've left like a little packet of Tic Tacs or something. You get a Tic Tac or there's some magic cards there or something.
I remember him describing it to me and I was like, I am just so glad you are getting out of the house. And if you, I'm glad that you found something that is an escape room that requires you to have a brisk walk.
Yeah.
That's really essential to your continued survival.
Do you guys want to go do an escape room today?
No. Do you like escape rooms?
I was talking to these people at the Factory Theatre a couple nights ago who, like, one of them has a podcast that's an audio escape room and they also do, like, live escape rooms. And I was like, oh, man, I got to trick Tom into an escape room.
Okay.
Because you would hate it so much, but I really want to do it.
I think it would be a great TV show.
Yeah. Like
getting a bunch of comedians to do an escape room, you know?
I think me and Demi doing an escape room together would be very funny.
Could you stream it for your little internet?
Oh, God.
Oh, we should try and do that. That'd be great. I'll do it. I'll set it up and then we go do it.
Okay.
Yay. Well,
Tom looks painful.
Now it's content.
I'm so stupid.
No.
And then getting that portrayed
live
on
stage. No, babe, you're so sexy.
No, you're going to just see me like, I can't solve how to get the biscuits out of a Kong toy, you know? Like, and then seeing me try and decipher a riddle or something.
This is the thing I've realised recently, though.
What?
That how can I say this? The things that we often... So, as an example, I recently, we did a screening for a TV thing that's coming out very soon.
Mm.
And there's a bunch of jokes in that thing that I have written that I was very proud of. And they got fine laughs or whatever. But then there's footage of me just going about my life in this thing.
Yes.
Where I'm not doing anything weird as far as I'm concerned. I'm just being me.
Yeah.
And the audience were doubled over laughing in a way that was so joyful because I like to watch them laugh, but also so hurtful because unintentional,
Oh, yes. Finish, please.
Oh, yeah, you were at the thing. You remember.
Yeah.
Putting on a seatbelt is the funniest thing in the world for these people.
Yeah, but it was, though.
Yeah,
it genuinely really was.
Was it just a long shot of him not being able to put on a seatbelt?
It was just kind of,
it was the context of it all. I can't explain why.
He kind of struggled for a second, but, like, it was, for some reason, really funny.
Really, really funny.
But,
and that makes me think, with you in an escape room, obviously, you know, you're going to think to yourself, oh, my goodness, I can't unpick a lock or I can't whatever. But actually watching you, I don't know, eventually punch through a wall because you're so dumb.
Here's the thing. I don't think you want to see me do an escape room. I think you want to see me...
Fail at an escape room.
You want to see me attempt to cook dinner for three people.
I think
you want to give me the most pedestrian challenge. What you want to do is give me a challenge of like, hey Tom, here are two jugs of water. You want to give me the puzzle from Die Hard and watch me stare at it completely motionless for like 45 minutes.
To be fair, a couple of months ago you were trying to cook dinner for just you and me and you ruined both a pan and a fitness mat. So
I mean, having said that, the fitness mat was very tender. So.
That's true. It tasted great.
It was
really quick, King. Mm-hmm. So while I've been writing this show, my friend David Correos and I wrote this show in 5 days. We only had 5 days to basically write every single part of it. And as a result, like, so Tom was away for most of that 5 days.
Mm.
And Correos and I were just like hanging out constantly, like, you know, telling each other facts and shit about each other. And then Tom came home and was listening to us have what we considered to be a normal conversation and sharing things about ourselves. And Tom at one point just burst out with, "You two fucking freaks, start writing this down."
Yeah. Because hearing them bond over their shared experience is so crazy, because it's just like, you idiots, this is material. I need you to just read facts about your life verbatim to each other on stage.
Yeah. No, 100%.
No jokes, no punch up.
It's always the stuff that you're always like, oh, this is just normal to me. And everyone's like, you're a fucking weird.
Are you going to dob?
Yes.
Okay.
So would you... I think it's better if you dob on yourself.
No, you dob.
Okay, so Demi, I knew this about Demi, that when she was like a teenager and kind of living in your car, right?
Yeah.
She was pretty broke, and she had some bread, but she didn't have any jam, so she used strawberry flavored lube on the bread to give herself a jam sandwich.
And boy, did it go down smooth.
Why did you have lube but no jam? You just had lube in general.
Yeah.
Or you didn't go to the shop and the lube was cheaper than the jam.
You
weren't like, this is only $2. I'll get the...
I already had it.
Right, the lube
already existed. You know, it was just like in my cars when I was like 16, 17.
Yeah,
right. I would have been 17.
Yeah, right.
And I just had some bread, and that was kind of all I could afford at that time. And I was like, it's too sad to just eat the bread.
Oh, yeah. Too sad.
Because I think I wouldn't, in that situation, I wouldn't have eaten the lube.
Really?
I wouldn't have.
No, but there's flavour. It's flavoured.
Because I would have thought, bread's a food, I'll eat the bread. That's how my mind would have gone.
But it's flavoured lube. Why would it be flavoured?
Would you have considered using the lube as jam?
Tell you what I wouldn't have done, Michael. I wouldn't have referred to this. So I knew this. And then this week, we were talking about this in front of David, and Demi just casually went like, I just referred to it, and I was like, well, yeah, you were living in your car. And she was like, yeah, the first time. And that was the first time I found out that she's done it multiple times.
So you got like a shark in the water, you got a taste for it.
She'd done it around the time that we got together. Was it while we were together you had your second bread and strawberry lube sandwich?
And I was doing fine. She was not broke.
So the second time, was it the same tube of lube?
No, because that would have been what, like 6
right, okay,
or 7
away.
Years later or something.
Yeah, okay. So you had... Did you go buy the same brand of strawberry lube? Or again, did you just have strawberry lube?
No, just had it. And I was like, I wonder if this...
Okay, really excited.
I wonder if this will
take me back.
Madeline.
a real nostalgia trip, was it?
Yeah, but also, like, I don't know why I wanted to remember that.
Just like a Demi used to make.
Is the strawberry... I guess it's edible. It's lube.
It's flavoured.
And also, I guess it's a water-based, not a silicon-based lube.
Yeah.
Look, it's not going to harm you physically.
Probably.
But yeah, it's going to get the bread in and out of there faster than it would be otherwise.
Yeah.
Real slippy slide.
The thing that Tom wants me to stop doing is when he falls asleep, sometimes I will, like...
Cover him in strawberry lube.
Yeah.
Put him in a big sandwich.
Yeah, and then just wait until he wakes up with a katana.
I mean, I'm trying to run away, but I'm all slippery.
Yeah. But you know how, so like in your house, you've got like this bit that's like the second floor sort of has an opening.
Like
where
a loft.
Like a loft type area. It's sort of like an indoor balcony thing.
Yeah.
Mm. And that's what, well, we have that in our house, and that's where our bedroom is. Mm-hmm. And so Tom usually goes to sleep before me. And sometimes when he falls asleep, I just have little games to entertain myself. And I'll see how high I can build a tower to see whether I can see the Tom.
So you're trying to climb up from the base of the apartment into the second story.
Yeah, without using the stairs.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
And
so I can wave at Tom while he's asleep.
Are there any... I think now that you've done it twice, you could probably become a sommelier of lube of sorts. A lube sommelier.
Should I do that?
No, I think you should... I think you have some responsibilities... Have you done your ESTA for our US trip?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So my classified, Michael, is seeking live-in.
Yes. Yeah, let's go. Jimmy, what's your classified?
Okay, my classified is called Seeking Live-In Cat Girl in Albuquerque. Is that's not how you spell Albuquerque.
I think so, yeah. Maybe you're close to. Yeah, this was sent in by Squids. Thank you, Squids, in the Discord.
A-L-B-U-Q-U-E-R-Q-U-E.
Albuquerque?
Albuquerque.
Okay, well, we don't say it. That's not how it's pronounced.
Okay,
Mr. Bukkake is not referenced on the podcast anymore. This is, please, Mr. Bukkake was my father. Call me Al.
So, seeking live-in cat girl. We are seeking someone, preferably female, who identifies as a cat, to live with us as our house cat. We would provide all the creature comforts, including a negotiable allowance. We believe the kitty in question would be more comfortable and happy if they could give their input and opinion on certain catty accoutrements, furniture, decorations, scratching post, etc. The room is 10 foot by 12 foot with a 2 foot by 5 foot closet, a 4.5 foot by 4.5 foot window with an open view. Across the hall from the room is a full and spacious bathroom with toilet and shower / bath. This new forever home is located within an attractive neighborhood in the scribbled out area. Mm-hmm. Serious inquiries only, not seeking online erotic chat or picture sharing, but a live-in person who identifies as a cat to provide kitty companionship. And then, I don't know what this is, I guess this is a signature on the post. It says, a capital good poem, consider to the letter. I don't know what the fuck this is.
Right, that's just some sort of sign.
That's some weird fucking thing.
I think the most interesting part there for me is the negotiable salary, where it's possible for the cat girls to eventually unionize and kind of enforce greater bargaining.
Very
power.
Funny that the cat girl might have to have an annual performance review and sort of negotiate. The cat girl's got a really good agent.
Based on inflation, the cat girl's salary has to match that, if not exceed it. Yeah.
It's weird that they have listed, like, the bathroom has, you know, a shower and bath and a toilet, but no litter tray.
Mm.
Isn't that weird?
If you were a cat, I guess you want to live the whole thing. If that's the thing, you probably want a litter tray.
Yeah,
it's not very... anime kind of skirts over that, I feel like, yeah.
What do you mean anime skirts over that?
Like cat girls.
Yeah.
Also, cat girls is an anime thing.
Well, it's not... I don't think in this situation, no, but it is a very, like, it's a big thing in anime.
Like, you see... people on the internet wearing cat ears.
Mm. Yeah, and often like a maid outfit or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, the main way I'm aware of cat girls is that you'll usually see them in like the profile picture of someone who is posting just the most heinous opinion you've ever seen in your life. Political or otherwise.
Yeah.
The most annoying person on the internet. Yeah. Just, okay, dude.
Either like a very annoying teen or an actively radicalized 20-something who is a danger to themselves and others. Yeah.
But obviously this couple could just, they should just be allowed to get a cat unless the state of Albuquerque has forbid them from doing it. Sorry, the state of New Mexico has legally forbid them from doing it.
I think there's some perks to having a cat girl, I assume, that a cat can't
You're both cat owners.
Yes. Yes, we own the one cat.
Yes.
Do you ever get frustrated and wish you could talk to your cat as a human being? You know, give them actual English instructions or anything.
We kind of do.
Yeah, that would be really nice.
Yeah.
Because we sing to the cat a lot. It would be nice if he sung back.
Yeah. There was a...
What do you want? what are you laughing at?
What songs does the cat like?
What songs does he like?
I found out my mum has been singing to... the cat is staying with my mum.
We're going on a holiday.
Uh-huh. So we're going on a holiday. And I found out that my mum turned to me today and said, I've been singing to Ernie.
That's the dog.
They have a bulldog called Ernie. Uh-huh. And my mum said, I've been singing to Ernie twice a day to prepare him for Norm. And I was like, what are you talking about? And
she said, Norm is our cat.
Well, I've got a little rhyme I sing. And I was like, go on. And she's like, oh, Ernie, Ernie, Norm's coming to stay. Ernie, Ernie, Norm's coming to play. Ernie, Ernie, hip, hip, hooray. Ernie, Ernie, Norm's coming to stay. And she said, that's awesome. And she said, I've been singing that to him twice a day.
But in a pet owner's brain, though, like, because I don't own a pet. And the only pet I have owned in my life, really, was a failed guide dog we had as children.
Keeps leading children into the creek.
Yeah, yeah. Demonic.
Just Selkie. Yeah.
Yeah.
So but when you sing that to the dog or the cat or something.
Oh, it doesn't do anything.
Academically, you understand that the cat can't really understand you. But like in your soul, are you like, he gets it?
We do. We have, you get to a point with Norm where our cat, where you can kind of pretend you're having a conversation with him.
Well, because he always replies.
He'll just make a noise or something.
Well, yeah, he'd like constantly, he's real chatty. So you come down.
Do you
want to,
I'll be Norm, Demi?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, Norm. Yeah, I know. Do you need bickies? Norm, whatever you do, what are you doing while we're asleep? What are you doing now? Have you been drinking enough water?
Right, okay. So he's just got to imprint on it.
Yeah.
But do you think your mother then, what's going on?
Michael, my mother is a mystery. My mother is growing stranger with age.
It's just because she said that she's singing to him to prepare him for Norm, which means that she's taught him to understand language.
The concept of Norm.
Yeah, because she's not, like, been introducing, like, cat hair or cat smells to him.
No.
She's singing words.
Do you think, because your mother loves you very much, Tom.
Thank you.
And you as well, I imagine, Demi.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know about your relationship.
Even more. More than Tom.
Yeah, I'm falling behind.
She told me while you're away.
Just say you said, hey, we're going on a lovely holiday to the United States and we're going to drop off Norm, our cat.
Mm.
And then you turned up at their house and it was just a cat girl. Do you think your mother, who loves you both very much, would just be like, okay?
Honestly, yes. I think she would absolutely.
She really would, yeah.
Because, like, for context of what I've sprung on my mother, our friend, the clown Zach Zucker, came to stay for Christmas one year. And so genuinely a cat girl would be a significant upgrade from this is my friend, LA comedian and clown, Zach Zucker.
Yeah, the loudest, most annoying cunt on earth who we love very much.
The most Bluetooth speaker on the back of the bus guy.
He does have Bluetooth speaker energy.
He
does have Bluetooth speaker real. He does it, Michael. We were in a public pool and he wouldn't stop playing his music.
He fucking walks around with it attached to his backpack, dude. It sucks.
And you know what? He fucking killed at Christmas dinner. We were furious. We've never killed that hard.
The hardest crush I've ever seen in my life was my friend Zach at Christmas dinner doing, he had a pencil that he'd gotten out of a cracker and he was just doing the up the nose, out the ear trick over and over again
over
to a table of family,
over.
Friends and my parents. And it was destroying.
They were crying.
He
laughing.
Was looking at us in between each one, be like, can you believe this? It was
the worst. Did that inspire you to do some of your little mime tricks at Christmas the next year, Tom?
Guys, does anyone just put your phone in this cup and play Take on Me?
You and I are like Santa's little helper in Snowball 2 in the background, learning tricks and going, I love you.
Yeah.
But with the family.
Yeah, it sucked so bad, man.
He's quite a charming man.
He's incredibly charming.
Yeah and handsome. Yeah. It's really annoying.
It's really annoying.
So you're saying if we sent a cat girl to your mother's house right now, she'd just be like, okay.
She'd just look after the cat girl.
She'd be so happy to have something else to sing to.
Yeah.
All right, Tom, do you have one last one for us?
Yes. This one is sent in by Shay.
Thank you, Shay.
$550/1BR, one bedroom, I believe. Mm-hmm. Starting a jujitsu house in Cedar Park, 4 bedrooms.
Hell yeah.
No.
I'm starting a jujitsu house in Cedar Park. 4 bedrooms, 4 guys that do jujitsu. Yes, you have to train. Grant is $550 plus utilities, free internet. $550 refundable deposit, $60 application fee. I can rent the house with 30 days notice. If we can get 2 guys to commit, then I'll sign the lease. I'm a brown belt at Brazilian Fight Factory. And then, he's listed his Instagram.
Oh, okay.
Oh, shit.
Do you want to look that up?
Yeah, we do. We have to look up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, do you know a bit more about Brazilian jiu-jitsu than I do, Tom? What is a brown belt? Is that quite high?
Brown belt is very high. Brown belt is just beneath black, if I'm remembering correctly.
Right.
Now, I think that's in most martial arts, yeah?
Yeah.
Is usually brown is...
Brown belt's very high because I think if you... My understanding is if you went from white belt to brown belt, that would be a bit of a downgrade. That would make you look like you shit your pants.
No, but like some martial arts have that. Like I remember the order that the belts go in taekwondo and it's completely different to like karate and stuff.
Because they all just, I don't know, evolved.
Yeah.
It's like these things are separate. But yeah, so in Brazilian jiu-jitsu, brown belt is high.
This guy, it seems, is enough of a fighting enthusiast that he does actual fights. So that's a poster of him.
Oh shit!
Getting ready to fight someone. I think it was at the Hyatt Regency in Minneapolis. He was doing a fight.
Do you think in this jiu-jitsu house, it's the kind of place where you'll be attacked at any moment?
You know, there was actually Ronda Rousey speaks about how her mum, who was a judoka as well, like a judo practitioner.
Yeah.
Her mum would armbar her awake. when you realize that she was also training to be, you know, a world-class judo fighter.
Yeah.
But imagine doing that to the kid who's got no interest in martial arts.
I wish my mum hadn't done that to me.
You're waking up losing.
That's crazy. Would you ever – you lived in a college for a bit. That's a bit like a jiu-jitsu house, Tom.
Oh, man, I lasted such a little amount of time there. I think the jiu-jitsu house would be more fun. But also, I think jiu-jitsu has become so many people's personalities. Like, this would be a real Joe Rogan – wake up, slam the Joe Rogan VHS, you know, of the podcast into the player, go about your day.
Yeah. I don't – do you have any martial arts training, Demi? I feel like
I'm a black belt in taekwondo.
Taekwondo.
But it's – I don't
– kicking?
It's mostly kicking. There's punching, but it's mostly leg.
Demi's a board breaker.
I think Jess Perkins also does taekwondo.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't do it anymore.
I've been doing it a bunch.
I think I saw her kick something.
I'm a black belt.
Boring.
She kicked a...
Just lying to try and be better than me.
I saw the attention you were getting. I think she kicked
an apple out of Lewis's mouth or something.
Horrid.
Yeah, like she. But it would look like she was going to kick him in the head and then she did the thing where she
did. I can do a very high kick.
Wow, it's, okay.
Yeah,
but can you just kick Tom in the head right now?
I could.
Yeah. But
Tom, get on the floor.
Do you remember the toe thing? It doesn't count if I'm on the floor.
Yeah, I know. That's why I said it.
Kick him with the one that isn't broken, the foot that isn't broken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could. I can kick
really
hard.
Stand on the broken one, kick you with the other one.
I think you should start with Hing, because Hing, you're a little bit shorter than me. Yeah. So maybe she could kick you in the head.
As a warm-up kick.
What should we should do? Where's Hum?
We'll start with
Hum. Stand the three of us in a line.
So would you like to live in this house, Tom? You think it'd be fun?
I would like to.
you can be the janitor.
Breaking up with Demi to move into the jiu-jitsu house. As someone with almost no training, so I'm just moving into the getting my shit kicked in.
I think you could move in and Demi could be your bodyguard because she actually has actual training.
Oh,
I mean,
that'd
in taekwondo.
Great.
Yeah, true.
Yeah,
does
your little
taekwondo
thing would keep people
beat
away.
Jiu-jitsu? Jiu-jitsu is sort of wrestling, isn't it? A little bit.
Yeah, taekwondo is very little like actual contact. There's no grappling or anything.
So maybe if you could keep them at range... Yeah. With your kicks, then I don't know.
Yeah,
how
I'm like
it
an
works.
Archer, and you're the sword guy. I love
you're the sword guy.
You're the sword guy.
Yeah, I think Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu is basically yes, Demi.
I was just thinking, we're opposites. I thought I was Gimli, but I'm Legolas. You're the Gimli.
I don't think either of you are Legolas. I don't think
we've had this conversation before.
We asked our friend Jesse. I was like, "Hey, who do you think I am in Lord of the Rings?" And he said, "I think you'd be a dead orc." I was so upset.
What are options are there? There's the Hobbit.
Yeah. I mean, the obvious thing would be to say that I'm Smeagol.
You're Orlando Bloom. Oh, Smeagol. Okay. Yeah.
I think you're like.
I'm Smeagol's dead brother.
I was about to say that. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh wait, not
you're
Orlando
either
Bloom.
The guy that Smeagol kills, or who I believe is called Deagle.
Oh yeah, that's Deagle.
Which sounds Deagle like a shitpost. Yeah, Smeagol and Deagle hanging out.
But it is him.
Who's the one who's the? It's not Orlando Bloom. I'm thinking of the other one. I didn't mean to say Orlando Bloom.
Samwise Gamgee.
Now, are you thinking of Aragorn?
No. He's,
no, the
he's,
main, the little, little, little main guy. Main,
what the
little main, Frodo.
Frodo.
Elijah Wood.
Elijah Wood. Yeah, I think you're Elijah Wood.
Oh, that's nice.
Demi is like if one of the hobbits of the main party was constantly shitting their pants.
True, yeah.
Like, I don't think any of them are dirty enough or strange enough to be
here. Yeah, well, actually, the like, pre-hobbits in the show that's on now are very dirty. They're very yucky.
Yeah, that's
you
what
seen
I've
them?
Heard.
They're just covered in shit.
I tried
and
to
crap.
Watch the Amazon League of not League of Legends.
Ring of Legends? Rings of Power.
Lord of the Rings, yeah, Lord of the Rings of Power. And I couldn't
boring
get through 20 minutes in. I was like, not for me.
Nah,
and I love
bad.
That shit. I'm all in. And
dude, me too.
Yeah, couldn't
I
get
can't,
into it.
can't with it. Mm. It's, yeah, same with that other fucking show.
And which
Dragon
one are you?
Place.
Which one are you in Lord of the Rings, Tom?
Oh, I'm Aragorn.
Yeah.
I'm the sexy man.
Oh, Tom, of course, is Galadriel.
Oh, God, yes.
If you want him, come and claim him.
That's Nor.
No, that's
Nor,
the
that's
other
Arwen.
Lady. No,
oh,
that's Nor, that's Arwen. No, no.
You ruined it. You ruined everything.
I don't know anything. I don't. I have a terrible memory.
I think I would be Arwen.
Which one's Arwen?
Arwen is the...
She's the one on the
you
horse.
If you want to come and claim him.
With the dark hair.
But is she an elf?
She gives away her immortality to Aragorn.
She's an... Shut the fuck up. She's an elf. Galadriel is like the all-powerful blonde elf. That
I honestly thought they were the same elf, which is probably a
no,
bit
Arwen
racist.
Is Liv Tyler.
I, up until this moment, thought her and... Who's Galadriel? Cate Blanchett.
We're playing the same...
I thought they were the same person.
No, what? One of them is blonde.
Yeah, but in my brain, I was like, oh, that's probably the same character or something.
Oh,
yeah,
she went Super Saiyan and she turned into Galadriel. Yeah, yeah.
That's like, because I reckon I've probably done the if you want him, come and claim him line while we're talking about Lord of the Rings, probably about 4 or 5 times now as Galadriel in the last like 6 weeks since it's been out.
Yeah.
And it's crushed every time. And I realize now it's because it was a silly thing that people thought I was doing on purpose.
Yes,
in actual
right.
fact, I was just wrong.
No,
okay, good to know.
No, she's the one that, like, he's like, do you want the ring? And she's like, oh, instead of a king, you would have a queen! And, like, her hair goes all crazy.
Beautiful and terrible!
That's Galadriel?
That's Galadriel, yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah. She's the one that's all, like, you know, she's all mystical and shit.
Should we move back into the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu house?
Sure, Tom. Are you going
to... I would love to be there.
You would love to be there.
Would you guys like to start like a martial arts house together?
Ooh.
What, just me and Hing?
Well, and me too.
Well, you said you guys, so I think you and me should start a house, Hing.
Oh, no. Can I come?
You can visit.
I've been walking in immediately getting the shit kicked out of me by both... being jumped by both of you with metal bats.
This is the thing, though. I think it's like one of those things, like steel sharpens steel. You would probably get very good at jiu-jitsu, right? Mm. But also, I feel like it would become a sort of an arms race. And it's only a matter of time till someone gets a steel bat out, you know?
Yeah.
Or like, you know, Tom gets beaten up every day or I get beaten up every day. And then why don't you just snap and hide like a board with a nail in it or something? Yeah.
I give myself, I think, 45 seconds in the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu house before I go Full Metal Jacket.
Yeah.
Before I completely snap.
Because the thing about when people are fighting, I mean, I don't watch a lot of fighting sports. I find it a bit upsetting. But whenever you watch it, you can see that people are in a sort of a trance. You know what I mean? They're just, they're doing anything because it's a fight or flight response. They're full of adrenaline. They're just, you know, and in a cage, it's just you and the other fighter in a cage. You know, if you're doing this in the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu house, there are knives, you know, there's a blender, you know, there's a TV you can pick up and throw at someone. Like it just becomes.
You're thinking that you'll go full Streets of Rage on them and be like picking up the bin and eating the full chicken that you find underneath. What you're worried about is that your natural John Wick instincts will kick in and that you'll be using improvised weaponry.
Not even natural instincts, just like right now I'm looking at a sort of a metallic juicer I have above your head, Tom, and I'm thinking about smashing your head in with it. And we haven't even started fighting.
Okay, well,
that juicer up there, you can see that juicer.
Turn around and look at the juicer, Tom.
I'm not taking my eyes off
Hing
for a second.
Turn around and look at the juicer.
No, I'm looking at the monitor. I'm thinking that I could smash it over Hing's head like a portrait from a Looney Tunes cartoon.
And I would hate to watch you guys do that too. That'd be awful.
Why is your voice a little bit horny for
that? That'd be weird if you guys did that, and I wouldn't even like to watch.
Yeah, I don't know. Demi is. It would be really funny if you guys.
It'd be a funny joke.
Thank you both so much for being here.
Thank you for having us, Michael.
Podcast. Oh, I should say Ben's not here this week, if people didn't realise.
Yeah.
Ben's not here this week.
Yeah, he's not.
Oh, no, he's
isn't
just been really quiet. He's been sitting in the corner. He does have a microphone, but he didn't have anything to say.
Yeah, he's Demi in a real sookie mood.
Demi and I were talking about Ben a while back. I can't remember why it was. I think it was just talking about how he, you know, TV stuff and thinking about how. I can't remember how it came up.
I don't know what you were bringing up.
I was just bringing up the fact that we were talking about how Ben. We were going to get Ben on our podcast, then we were like, oh, he's probably busy working on TV.
Mm.
And the image that came to both of our minds was him standing on a chair so he could chew directly into a boom microphone. Because this is one joy in life.
Yeah.
Is just the most sonically upsetting.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, do you guys have an address? The Studio 10 I've got my sodium and I'm ready to go.
No, that will be on a future episode with Ben.
Okay.
But there's some controversy afoot with the this is a tease for next week's podcast if Ben can pull himself away from work. He's very busy and working on a new thing.
He's got his dick caught in a door.
he's working it out.
He's got his dick caught in a Chinese finger trap and his finger in the other side. And he can't solve it for the life of him.
Finger trap slowly filling with cum.
Fuck, he beat me to it, Hing, what the fuck? His finger trap's getting so fat in the middle with cum.
He was forgetting that he was trying to fuck the finger trap, so he put his finger in the end of it. He's like, oh, that'd probably feel nice.
I've got my Sodi and a ready to go to game that Ben invented for our live show has potentially been stolen by an Australian television show, and we will there's some stuff to discuss about that, but that'll be on next week's podcast when Ben's here. Tom, Demi, you're about to go away on your lovely holiday, but you'll probably keep doing your podcast while you're away.
Oh yeah. We had a bit of a gap there because everything was real crazy when Tom was on Pedophile Island, but we've got our podcast called Big Soft Titty.
The worst reality show in the world.
Celebrity Pedophile Island. What if we did is sort of like Love Island, but...
but there's one twist. What do we have as a natural resource that's untapped? What do we do better than anyone else?
You know them little guys that we just love?
Oh, no.
Yuck. You guys go to the US.
Yeah, we're going to the US, but we'll still be doing our podcast. We had a little bit of a gap, but there's much to...
Check out the podcast, bigsofttitty.png.
Yeah, it's what is the feedback that... You're better at remembering the sequence of words. The feedback that we usually get from the listeners.
Oh, it gave me a rash.
No, well, close.
It's genuinely the podcast. I love the podcast. It's made me stupider. Yes, everyone who listens to our podcast, it smooths out their brain.
I love your podcast. I am now stupid and have depression.
Great. Okay, yeah. So bigsofttitty.png. I guess the first 15 minutes of this podcast that we did today before we got to Classifieds, that's a similar vibe as to what people might expect.
Yeah, basically.
But maybe more amplified.
Yeah, we need to get Hing back on, actually, to get more of that in.
Demi has a segment where she has... called Head Got Stuck, where she goes through the news and...
finds where people got their head stuck and stuff.
It's really good.
That's funny. We have a thing on radio called Where Have You Been Stuck?
Oh!
Which is we play a theme song, the Where Have You Been Stuck theme song, and then we... But the rule is...
Content makes fools of us all.
Yeah, the rule is that Lewis was doing it so much on the show that now he can only do it if he finds a new story about someone getting stuck somewhere, and there's got to be a new addition. So where have you been stuck? You know, in the air, in the sea, et cetera, et cetera. In a cave, naked, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So it can't just be another person trapped in a lift.
Yeah. It's got to be a new variation because he was doing it a lot and I had to make a rule.
Yeah.
So big stuff shitty up PNG.
Oh, yeah, and my special's on iView, so check out if you want. There's now a
very ethical way. For all the people who held out on going to Tom's Amazon special, the ABC have now bought it.
Yeah.
So you can go watch it for free there.
Yeah.
Or you can pirate it again.
Yeah, I've taken to pirating my specials that my old management won't give to me. I've just...
Where can people pirate it from? Like the Pirate Bay or something?
Yeah, I think there is an upload there.
We'll find some way to get it
for?
To them.
Tom Walker, Tom small Walker. Penis.
Okay, that's not actually mentioned there, and that's also confidential information.
It's called... What's it called?
Tom Walker Small Penis.
.divx.
Yeah, Tom Walker...
Tom Walker, very, very. You need to get it out. You need to stop fucking around.
Trying to download Killers Mr. Brightside.flack. It's just my special. Yeah, Tom Walker, very, very. Check
small
it out
penis.
On iView.
Yeah, very, very small penis.
It's really, it's fucking great.
The small penis is implied there.
Yeah.
Very,
it's
very
implied.
Small penis.
Yeah. Anyway, that's very, been all very small penis. Here. Thanks for listening.
I'm in a cartoon. It's called Koala Man. Fucking Wolverine's in it as well.
Is that out yet?
I don't know. I think it's mostly an American thing, but whatever. It's on a bunch of different things.
But whatever.
What?
You absolute dipshit. It's
what?
Good. It's good.
Yeah, I've got a cool job.
Yes.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, check out Koala Man.
Koala Man.
I may be at New York Comic Con, depending on a couple things. I may not. So
on your tour of the United States, there are probably some listeners here in the States. If anyone wants to go see Tom and Demi,
we're not going to be doing.
But we're not going to be doing. Well, yeah, we're not going to be
doing
any.
Shows.
Never mind.
You can come find us. See if you can kick us.
I will tweet out your location once a day.
All right, I'm going to turn on find my phone for Hing.
Yeah.
I'm doing some fringe shows at the Sydney Fringe Festival this week, rather the Wednesday the 28th through the 1st of October. It's just all new material. Talking about things like a fucked proposal to Hum. We got engaged and it was real bad. That's a story I haven't told
you. Oh, that's interesting.
Yet.
How did you do that?
What do you mean?
Get engaged.
People don't do that anymore.
Oh.
Yeah. No.
There was a cutoff?
We had the worst weekend of our lives and then had a big fight and then we got engaged. So that's what we did.
Okay.
So if you guys want to
just need a really bad weekend.
Worst weekend of your lives. I mean, yeah. I could provide that for you if that's what you want. Anyway, Ben will be back next week, hopefully. If not, feel free to bully him into coming back and we'll see you then. Bye.
Bye. If you like pina coladas and getting caught in the rain, if you're not into yoga, if you have half a brain, if you like making love at midnight in the dunes on the Cape, then I'm the love that you've looked for. Write to me and escape.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.